What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. As usual, it's a very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on. We're going to try and get as much news out there before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Obviously, the big news of the day is this massive winter storm sweeping across the Midwest, and apparently down in Texas, the power grid is already starting to show signs of faltering. They were concerned about that. The Texas power grid is kind of isolated from the rest of the nation, and so they can't offload onto, you know, the interconnects. And so they're having some stuttering down there, and we've seen the lights flicker here just a couple of times. So it's a kind of a mess. I know up in Indianapolis, a lot of snow on the ground, seen a lot of videos. So far here, it's just now turning to snow. We had rain all last night. We got glare ice all over the place. And just this second, it's turning to snow. So we're probably going to get a lot of it overnight. And winter is finally here. And I guess Punxsutawney Phil knew what he was talking about with his prognostications. So anyway, the weather is going to be the weather. And it keeps jumping around what's going on here, but, Mother Nature is still in charge here. All right, getting into political news here. Jen Psaki basically ducked the issue when a reporter asked if Joe Biden will pledge to nominate an Asian American to the Supreme Court. Because of all this identity politics surrounding his current nomination, Tulsi Gabbard came on out basically blasting Biden for using identity politics to choose justices for the Supreme Court rather than simply going with whoever is the most qualified. And another reporter asked Jen Psaki whether Biden would make a similar commitment to nominate an LGBTQ justice. Okay, and I'm wondering, will Biden copy Caligula and nominate a horse to the high court? So anything is possible in these crazy times here. Another poll out showing that more than half of the voters think Biden is one of the worst presidents ever, and somewhere in the darkness, Richard Nixon is laughing his head off. So there we are there. U.S. Senator Dean Heller was kind of equivocating about Joe Biden. Now he's taking a stronger stance, and Heller came on out and said most people of Nevada think Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, and he agrees with them. Now, his campaign later clarified that he meant to say most Republicans in the state think Biden is an illegitimate president, but Heller came on back and saying Democrats have also raised doubt about the legitimacy of the 2020 election. And so, yeah, there's everybody knows what's going on. We're just trying to figure out what to do about it here. All righty. Now, there's yet another scandal involving Hunter Biden. This one involves a gun. And Hunter Biden purchased the firearm. He filled out the 4473 form that's associated with the gun and he filled it out. It appears he may have lied on it because on a firearms transaction record, there is a question about, are you addicted to any drugs? And back in 2018, when this all took place, Hunter Biden was famously addicted to drugs. So this question on the form is yes or no. And if you answer yes, you do not get to be able to purchase a firearm. So Hunter Biden clearly lied on this. And what really makes it interesting is that the Secret Service went into the gun store and they asked for the paperwork related to the gun. And the store owner wisely refused the request. thinking the Secret Service was trying to hide Hunter's ownership of the gun if it was ever involved in a crime. And what makes this really interesting is that Hunter Biden's Secret Service protection officially ended in 2014, 4 years before this all went down. Well, now, bringing this up to date here, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, why does this one agency get to play with all the fun stuff, basically has now asked a judge to close this gun inquiry. Just shut it down, make it go away. So, there we are. Let's see. Getting on to the January 6th witch hunt here, Judicial Watch is challenging the U.S. Capitol Police because the Capitol Police are blocking Judicial Watch's lawsuit to gain access to all the videos and emails related to the January 6th Capitol protest. Now, the Capitol Police have released certain selected videos that are being cherry-picked to try and sell this idea that this was an armed insurrection. Judicial Watch wants access to all of them, and technically they are the property of the American people. And there is no reason for them to be withheld, yet they're being withheld. The Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi, they don't want you to see what's on them. They want you just to accept what they want to show you. And remember what we said yesterday. All mind control really is controlling the mind by controlling what it knows. And so they want you to know certain things. They don't want you to know other things. And that's how they control your mind. So you got to get on out there and fight the mind control by digging for the information yourself here. Interestingly enough, there were three witnesses to the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. And they were originally on the FBI's most wanted list. But all of a sudden, they have magically gone away. And the listing of wanted photos now has a hole in it that skips from 309 to 313. So they've just gone away. Don't want anybody talking to witnesses about what happened to Ashley Babbitt. Just accept the official story and all will be well. Life will go back to normal. All right. There is a new report out from the Office of the Inspector General for the National Security Agency, which is basically saying that the NSA broke their own rules to spy on Americans. Gee, you can imagine my shock at that revelation. So the Inspector General found failures in the agency's procedures under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Act, FISA, the FISA court. So, you know, and yes, they work in intelligence. They tend to cheat naturally here. Meanwhile, getting back to the White House and this whole Spotify situation, Jen Psaki is saying the White House wants more censorship of alternative views on coronavirus and the vaccines. And they're saying Spotify is not doing enough, meaning Spotify refused to shut down Joe Rogan. A lot of these has-been rock stars from when I was a kid are pulling their music off and saying, we're just absolutely, appalled here. And Spotify, to their credit, has stood firm on this refusal to censor Rogan. And it shows, because Spotify just reported an 18% surge in subscribers and a 40% spike in advertising revenues. So they're, people want to go where they're going to get the information they need. Everybody else is getting broke here. Over at CNN, boy, are they having problems. I imagine there's a lot of antidepressants being passed around there. There is a CNN insider who says there is a possibility that Brian Stelter may be fired for his role in covering up Jeff Zucker's romantic relationship with another high-ranking colleague. Now, it's pretty much an open secret. Even the people who worked at the apartment building where both Zucker and his paramour lived, they went out of their way to make sure Zucker's wife didn't discover what was going on. It was, everybody knew what was going on. And supposedly, when you work for CNN, you have to report when you have a consensual relationship with another CNN executive. And Zucker failed to do that. And so he's in hot water. And Brian Stelter was apparently involved in this cover-up of this relationship, and so he may also be in the firing line there. Bad times over at CNN. And all of this, of course, is on top of CNN's having lost 90% of their viewers, you know, over the last year. And I'm sure at some point the stockholders in CNN are going to stand up and say, you know, I think we need a change of management. And we need a change of direction. I have this really radical idea. How about if CNN were to be a real news organization reporting on the real news? Radical idea. I know. But I think it might actually get our viewership and our stock prices back up. All right. Getting into election fraud here. The New York Times is reporting Democrats are outpacing Republicans in the raising and spending of so-called dark money. Actually, they reported it on it back in 2020. And the report said that 15 of the most prominent Democrat-leaning political nonprofit organizations spent more than $1.5 billion in 2020, while 15 groups more closely leaning toward the Republicans spent roughly $900 million. Little bit of a gap there. And this idea of dark money, this is where the cheating gets paid for, and we shouldn't allow dark money. Everything should be perfectly, you know, above board and fully accounted and, you know, keep a track on it here. All right, down in Arizona, they've snagged a few loan fraudsters here. They're not going after the big ones. They're not going after Dominion here, but they have snagged a few individual, you know, small fry. And there's this woman, Tracy K. McKee of Scottsdale, admitted to filling out a ballot under the name of Mary Arendt, who died October 5th, 2020. And Mary was Tracy's mother. And McKee is accused of forging her mother's signature on the ballot affidavit and sending it through the mail to be counted. This is why vote by mail is open to abuse. And I'm sure the corporate media is going to say, well, yeah, there's a little bit of fraud, but it's just a small problem. And it doesn't affect the outcome, which is what they say every single time fraud is discovered. Well, yeah, there's some fraud, but it doesn't affect the final outcome. Of course it does. Nobody is going to do a halfway job stealing an election. What would be the point? You know, I mean, yes, Hillary tried and failed to steal the election in 2016. But if you're going to steal an election, you're going to go all the way, you know, as much as it takes, you know, to be able to hijack the country. By the way, there's a new video coming on out, 2,000 Mules. I saw a trailer for it. It's about all this ballot box stuffing. They got it on video. Definitely something that you need to see here. Now, interestingly enough, over in New York City, they recently passed a city council plan that allows more than 800,000 non-citizens with green cards, visas, and work permits to vote in the citywide elections as long as they have lived in the city for 30 consecutive days. Now, surprisingly, four Black Americans and New York City residents have filed suit with the help of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, saying that this policy of allowing foreign nationals to vote is racially discriminatory. And, yeah, I hope they win, because New York's trying to set a precedent of letting non-citizens vote, and that's where all of this illegal immigration is going. The Democrats want everybody to be able to vote, knowing that the illegal immigrants will vote themselves bread and circuses at your expense until the system breaks down. Okay, let's talk about COVID now. It's still out there. It's still coming to get you. Be afraid. Be very afraid here. Myocarditis rates are up 31% in France and 75% in Germany. Gee, I wonder why that might be. Okay. Meanwhile, we've been looking at life insurance statistics, and I want to preface this by reminding everybody that the life insurance companies collect data based on the death certificates provided by the medical practitioners. They don't conduct their own investigation. They don't look to see if it's vaccine injury. They just know that something is going on. And what is going on is that life insurance payouts skyrocketed 258% during the post-vaccine quarter. And we had that insurance company here in Indiana who just said, you know, people all of a sudden are dying a lot more, and we don't know why. Well, again, because they rely on those death certificates coming from the hospitals and the doctors. And the doctors and the hospitals are not going to write down the vaccine killed this person, because there would be severe repercussions. They could lose their medical license. They could lose their stock portfolio. But, yeah, there is an increased mortality among the American people. And it's not just old people. You know, it's working age, middle-aged people, same thing. Okay, now Project Veritas has scored yet again. They have a whistleblower from the Department of Health and says that the COVID numbers are being inflated for profit. And you remember I've related this story about a guy who was in a traffic accident, got thrown from the car and killed, and he was listed as a COVID death because he had COVID when he had the traffic accident. In this latest Project Veritas video, they have another insane example. This was a patient who was admitted to the hospital with gunshot wounds, and they coded him as a COVID patient. That's where they're coming up with all these numbers. So everybody is talking about COVID. We're talking about the lab leak theory. And Anthony Fauci is scared. He should be. And now he is trying to cover up the Wuhan lab leak by claiming COVID came from some unknown animal reservoir. And, you know, they put it out there for the terminally gullible, which is like two people, I think, at this point here. But the bottom line is that Fauci lied to the world about the evidence of lab origins of SARS-CoV-2 even after receiving intelligence on the matter at a secret teleconference. They knew where COVID-19 came from, and it wasn't a wet market, and it wasn't a bat cave. It came, it's a synthetic, you know, life form that came out of that lab and was financed by the U.S. government, specifically through Anthony Fauci. And everybody's saying it's a bioweapon, it's a bioweapon, it's a bioweapon. I don't think so, because it's certainly not very effective as a biological weapon. I think it was a sales tool. I think they just wanted to whip up a new illness that would drive us all into the clinics and the doctors and the pharmacies and the hospitals so they could make more money off of us. And it wouldn't be the first time. There are documented cases of medical practitioners deliberately making the public sick to profit off of them, going all the way back to the 1500s. So it's not like this is a real strange idea. It certainly has happened before. Okay, now, part of Ron Johnson's recent panel meeting, which was carried on One America News, and they keep repeating it, so you might want to check the schedule and look at it. And one of the things that came on out was the data from the military health authorities showing the after effects of the vaccines. Hypertension saw a 2,000% increase, nervous system disorders, 1,000% increase, malignant neoplasms of the esophagus, 894% increase, multiple sclerosis, 680% increase, malignant neoplasms of the digestive organs, 624% increase, Guillain-Barre syndrome, 551% increase, breast cancer, almost 500%, and on and on and on, including female infertility rose 472%. So what the military has come on out doing, military spokesman has come on out, and they're not denying the numbers are there in the data, okay? But what they're saying is, we think that there was some kind of a computer glitch that appeared right about the same time as the vaccines were being mandated for all of our military people, and we really can't trust that data, and neither should you. And don't trust Ron Johnson. We got to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Here, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about, vaccines and stuff. Now, Senate's majority Democrats are going to have to function for more than a month without Senator Ben Ray Lujan. From New Mexico. He suffered a stroke last week, apparently a fairly serious one. He plans to return to the Senate in 4 to 6 weeks. And yes, he is fully vaccinated as of December of last year. So there we are. And they even had a press release about him getting the shot. See, it's a great thing. Great, get the shot here. So right now, fully vaccinated people make up 71% of new COVID cases and 60% of COVID hospitalizations in the United States. Now, not too long ago, PayPal shut down my accounts for quote-unquote medical misinformation, and now they're apparently just on the warpath and a rampage. They're shutting down anyone who opposes vaccine mandates. There is something very ugly going on out there. Interestingly enough, there's a new subvariant of Omicron, Omicron version 2.0, for all I know. And for some reason, It is more likely to infect vaccinated people. If you are unvaccinated, you are less likely to get this subvariant of Omicron. And to me, this suggests that scientists who said it was the vaccines that were triggering all these mutations may have had the right idea all along. So anyway, another study coming out of Germany used data from several countries and basically came to the conclusion there have been thousands more deaths every single day from the COVID-19 vaccines than governments and media around the world want to admit. And, you know, they're still demanding. Everybody gets vaccinated, get a needle in your arm, and, you know, whatever they're pushing. I mean, I know they're making big money on it, but there's some other agenda at work because they're just pushing way too hard. You know, it's like they're not worried about product liability. Well, of course, they haven't been for quite some time. And, but is it a depopulation agenda? Is it a desperate campaign to protect us against the release of some nasty biological weapon? I don't know, but it is very alarming how hard they're pushing. And I think that's why a lot of people are pushing back. They're just, their defense mechanisms have kicked in. Wait a minute, why are you trying so hard to jab me with that thing here? Okay, now the other day we reported on this new study that came out of Johns Hopkins showing that the COVID-19 lockdowns only reduced virus deaths by 0.2%, which appears to be within the margin of error of the statistical means used on this study. And the professor, Dr. Martin Makary, was very upset that John Hopkins did not even issue a press release about the study, and of course the corporate media is absolutely ignoring it. They don't want you to know what's really going on. They're pushing the narrative. You know, COVID is nasty. The only thing that will save you is the vaccine. You know, ivermectin is horse dewormer, and don't even look at any alternative treatments or we will cut off your social media accounts and so forth here. All righty. Now, the expose published a statistical analysis of sudden cardiovascular deaths following COVID-19 vaccination. And according to evidence of severe inflammation of the heart and current cardiac arrest trends in young professionals, COVID-19 vaccines are projected to cause over 62.3 million excess deaths in 2022. That is a huge number. Somebody needs to tell Whoopi Goldberg to get off that whole Holocaust thing and maybe start looking at the damage these vaccines are doing. Because right now, Dr. Fauci is starting to make Adolf Hitler look good, and I didn't think that was even really possible. So, and One American News, and first of all, I want to backtrack a little bit. Ron Johnson's panel is being rerun on One American News tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Western. If you're in Central or Mountain Time, you just have to check your guide for the time. But they're going to rerun it. It is worth watching because there's a lot of good, hard data in there that you need to look at. And One American News was also talking earlier about all these negative numbers coming out of the vaccines and how they don't work. You know, they literally changed the definition of what a vaccine is to basically go on saying these gene therapies are vaccines, which they're not. You know, they're absolutely not. They changed the definition to change the meaning. Okay, we're going to take a break from commercials. We'll be back with the Canadian Freedom Convoy after.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and looking out the window, we've got a little light snow coming on down here, and unfortunately, our lights inside the house here just flickered, so if we vanish suddenly, you'll know we had a power blackout, and there have been some in the neighborhood, so we'll try and make it to the end of the show here. Getting on back to COVID-19 and the Canadian Freedom Convoy, one of Canada's top politicians, Jason Kenney, issued a video statement claiming that some of the truck drivers from the Freedom Convoy assaulted a police officer. Oh, see what violent, terrible people they are. And the RCMP basically came on out and said, no, it didn't happen, actually. It's another politician's lie. So, and yeah, that's all they got left, the only tool here. Meanwhile, somebody did catch on videotape exactly what these hateful and violent protesters are really doing. We talked the other day about they're playing ice hockey. Ooh, horrible ice hockey here. They're videotaped picking up garbage. They're taking some of the food that's being given to them, and they're turning around and feeding the homeless. And, you know, Trudeau said he preferred being with the Black Lives Matter people. So, anyway. Now, down on that border between Alberta and the United States, there's been some successful negotiations, and the truckers have allowed lanes to open in both directions. And So the RCMP is basically hanging back. They're going to do a wait-and-see approach and, you know, see if the traffic is, in fact, being allowed through here. And Chad Williamson, who's a lawyer representing the protesters, said that the truckers finally feel like their message has been heard. It certainly has all around the world. But again, we're still getting a lot of lies. There was a big story out there about, oh, the crowd in Ottawa is already thinning out. This thing is already over. Don't believe it. This is just getting started. They've got 50,000 truckers vowing to stay in Ottawa until the government lifts the vaccine mandates. And to show you how scared the Ottawa government is, they have shut off the cellular phone service for the city to try and prevent the truckers from communicating with each other, with, you know, theoretical command posts and everything. And, of course, they've also killed the cell phone service for the ordinary people of Ottawa. You know, that's a pretty drastic move to make there. And somebody was saying maybe Starlink could help these guys out. I'm aware there is a vehicle mountable Starlink system that's in the development stage. And certainly those big rig 18 wheelers have the room to install it. Now, we're getting two conflicting stories here. And the first one is coming out of Investment Watch blog saying the city of Ottawa is looking into bringing the military in to deal with the protests because the Ottawa police are simply outnumbered and outmatched. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau basically said there are no plans to deploy the military to end the anti-vaccine mandate protest in Ottawa. He said one has to be very, very cautious before deploying military in situations engaging Canadians. Well, he got that one right. If the military is deployed against a civilian protest, it's going to show the world what Canada truly is in terms of it being a dictatorship. And Justin Trudeau does not want that to happen. So we'll see where this goes from now. Over in Quebec, different story. Their premier has signaled he is willing to meet with the Freedom Convoy, you know, when they finally show up, because the part of the convoy is heading on to Quebec. And this is in contrast to Justin Trudeau, who ruled out any meeting with the protesters. You know, he went off and he hid, saying, oh, I have COVID. I have COVID. I can't. I have to go into quarantine. And the trucker said, don't worry. We'll be here when you get out. So anyway, and let's see. Up in the parliament in Canada, the leader of the Conservative Party, Candace Bergen, basically just got... I have to back up here. I don't know if Candace Bergen is the one who was out or the one who was just put in. But the leader of the Conservative Party has been put out and replaced with a lady who just called Trudeau a racist, lying traitor. So, yeah, Trudeau's support, even within Parliament, is definitely on the wane here. Okay. Do you remember back when it came out that Bill Clinton had been caught on a photograph smoking a marijuana cigarette? And he came out with this thing saying, well, I didn't inhale. Yeah, right, Bill. We believe that one here. We have a new variation on that theme. Out in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti had a maskless photo with Magic Johnson, and that drew a lot of flack because they've got mask mandates in Los Angeles, and there was the mayor, you know, without a mask, and you know, Magic Johnson's there. And so Garcetti is now saying that he held his breath while he took the mask off to take the picture with Magic Johnson. They really do think we are naive and gullible idiots out here. They really do think that. Oh, it's amazing here. More good news from Europe. Switzerland, Sweden, and Finland, Norway, Denmark are all dropping all of their COVID restrictions. This thing is finally coming to an end. And now that we have no reason to be afraid of COVID anymore, it's time to start thinking about just what the heck was being done to us all this time, besides looting money out of our pockets here. Over in France, thousands are in the streets in protest of the vaccine passports. We'll see what happens there. And as you're probably already aware from earlier in the week, there are convoys taking place in other countries, including this country, and they're calling it the Convoy to DC 2022. They had a Facebook page that had 137,000 members. Facebook just yanked the plug on it. Okay? But, you know, dictatorship. Facebook is a dictatorship. And they paid for it. We'll be talking about that when we get to the economic news here. There's a Freedom Convoy forming up in the United Kingdom. And, yeah, this is going all over the world. This is far from being over. This is the start of a truly global event here. Now, getting on over to Yale University, they're asking all students to basically report on students not wearing the COVID masks. And one student was basically inside a library that seemed to be empty at 9:30 at night. He couldn't see any of the people, so he decided to basically, you know, take off his mask and watch a movie in peace. It turns out somebody spotted him and reported him to Yale's COVID hotline. This is not a joke. Yale has a COVID hotline for you to snitch on non-compliers. How very, very Nazi of them to do that here. All right, getting to the international news here. The White House is now trying to walk back all of its rhetoric, pardon me, about an imminent invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And what's really going on behind the scenes is that most of the nations in the European Union do not want another world war fought on their soil, because they've already been through that twice. NATO is not really eager to get into a war with a military peer like Russia, and they don't see a real reason to do it. I mean, you know, Ukraine is Ukraine. Why are we even worried about it? So Biden is trying to save face in the face that his coalition of the disinterested is collapsing, and they're pulling back on it despite weeks of saying the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. Oddly enough, though, we're getting mixed messages here because Jen Psaki is out there reaffirming Biden's readiness for war against Russia. Well, Jen, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib, and go have fun so we can do that. All righty. Now, the aircraft carrier strike group based on the Harry S. Truman is basically running drills in the Adriatic, trying to send signals to you know, Russia, you know, that we're here, we're ready to do things if need be. And Rear Admiral Kurt Renshaw, who's in charge of the fleet, said, "We are ready to operate anywhere, and we plan to be on an extended deployment when we left Virginia, and we plan to be able to operate wherever we are needed most." So, again, the sabers are rattling. Our government is obviously badly factionalized on this issue of war. You know, the military-industrial complex wants war. They make a lot of money off of war. They don't even care who wins or loses because they're selling to both sides. I think ordinary people like you and I really don't want to go through a war, because a war with Russia or China or both will inevitably go nuclear, and we will all be on the front lines. That will be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Meanwhile, the corporate media is now out there trying to silence dissenters by claiming that anybody who criticizes U.S. policy on Russia is a Russian agent. If you don't agree with the war, then you must be a Russian agent. You know, shades of Joseph McCarthy. I mean, it really is that bad out there. Let's see. Kiev has formally announced the creation of a military bloc involving Poland, Britain, Ukraine, obviously, and they're basically saying political cooperation in Europe, military cooperation here. I am very concerned that this may actually give Biden a back door into war on Russia. Now, Britain and Poland are NATO members, so if there's an attack on Ukraine, it could be construed as also being an attack on Britain and Poland because of this military alliance. Article 5 would then come into effect, and we'd all be off, you know, watching the mushrooms sprout all over our backyards. Meanwhile, Kiev requests embassies quietly ask all foreigners to leave Donbass. This is according to the People's Militia of the Donetsk People's Republic, and they're claiming their intelligence agencies have discovered this. It may be true, it may be propaganda. But ever since this Russia must not invade Ukraine, one thought that kept going through my head is that Ukraine may want to recapture the Donbass and somehow prevent Russia from intervening. And that may be what all this saber rattling and positioning of nuclear weapons may be, is to basically create a climate where Ukraine can go on into the Donbass and kill a bunch of people and nobody will do anything about it. That could be the plan. Putin may surprise them on. If Ukraine goes into Crimea, that will be crossing a red line that Putin cannot ignore. And we all know Putin is a statesman. He continues to be the only adult in the crib of global geopolitics. But he also has his hardliners at home that are putting pressure on him, just like we have hardliners and neocons in Washington, D.C., telling Biden, push the button, push the button, push the button. Okay. this next one, you know, we're seeing Israel trying to react to that recent Amnesty International report saying that, yes, they are an apartheid state. And at the UN Security Council debate on the issue yesterday, Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan had a statement he wanted to deliver to the world, and he brought a visual aid, a brick, just an ordinary brick, and described it as a tool of the terror attacks that Israelis allegedly experience every day at the hands of rock-throwing Palestinians who are presumably terrorists. And he said, you know, the world says nothing about Palestinians throwing rocks and bricks. And frankly, Erdan, let's go back to Netanyahu's cartoon bomb. That was much more entertaining, along with his nuclear duck. Let's bring back the nuclear duck. We had a good laugh out of that one. Okay. Not too long ago, there was this elderly Palestinian American who was found dead after being run over by some Israeli vehicles, police vehicles. And the U.S. is demanding a thorough criminal investigation and full accountability in the death of this Palestinian American who was detained by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. And I'm sure the investigation will be swift and complete and will conclude it was a tragic suicide. He just threw himself under the wheels of that truck. He was really depressed, really, really, really depressed here. All right, this one we're getting mixed stories on. U.S. commandos raided this home of this top ISIS leader in Idlib. And they wanted to capture the terrorists overnight. And there was some talk that there was an airstrike involved. And unfortunately, 13 people were killed, including 6 children and 4 women. And people were wondering if they were more collateral damage from the airstrike. The official story now is that this ISIS leader just happened to be wearing a suicide explosive vest and was so scared by the approaching soldiers that he blew himself and these civilians up. So, once again, the United States government is completely innocent of any kind of war crimes, unless you, you know, go over to WikiLeaks and look at those videos here. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is ratcheting up the arms race in the Middle East, and there's evidence that China is assisting Saudi Arabia in building a ballistic missile program. Israel is definitely not going to like that. Now, initial reports about the program emerged in 2019. The Saudi capability to successfully launch missiles was uncertain. Nobody really knew. And now, according to researchers at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, there is now unambiguous evidence that China is helping Riyadh to develop such advancements. Okay. So, yeah, it's everybody's arming up. When it all goes, it's going to get noisy here. Meanwhile, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, tweeted out on Monday wondering if there is a deliberate plan to destroy the United States from within. And I have to admit, I have been wondering about that myself when you look at just how insane this government has gotten. You know, it's almost like we need a gigantic psychiatrist's office and the entire planet is on that little couch trying to work out its problems. Okay, we got to take a break for station for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to talk about the economic news here for a little bit. The Biden economy is basically showing signs of problems here. They were expecting 200,000 new jobs in January. But instead, ADP reports a loss of 301,000 jobs. In other words, it's a half a million jobs less than Biden was predicting there. Now, I mentioned before, Facebook is starting to pay the price for their filtering and censoring. Yesterday, after the close of the stock market, their stock took a major hit going around the globe, and it turns out that Facebook has lost 1 million U.S. and Canadian users in one quarter. And they certainly lost me, because every time I log into my account, it says your account is temporarily unavailable, try back later, and that's been going on for over a year and a half now. So the shares of Facebook plummeted 20%. Wiping $200 billion of value off the parent firm Meta, and Zuckerberg's personal wealth took a $29 billion hit. Gee whiz, maybe he'll have to give part of Hawaii back to the Hawaiian people. Okay, so anyway, I've been talking about the energy market and the energy prices, and there's a story that came on out from oilprice.com noting that the energy sector's bull run continues, but they seem to be ignoring the surge in U.S. domestic oil output, which would basically slow price increases down, push them back down, make fuel more affordable to all of us who are dealing with this winter. Okay, there's a former BlackRock employee has blown the whistle, saying that under the cover of COVID, the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve, printed 65% more money just to keep things afloat. And it must be nice to have that printing press and the legal right to counterfeit currency. It's not something you and I have. I mean, the Federal Reserve just prints up money out of thin air and loans it to you at interest, but you're not allowed to print up money out of thin air to pay them back. What kind of a racket is that here? Over at Amazon, insiders are starting to sell, and they're saying that after this Facebook debacle, that we may be seeing a mediocre Amazon earnings report. Should have come out today. I haven't seen it yet, though. Meanwhile, Russia is already making plans on how they're going to react if they are cut off from the U.S. dollar and the SWIFT system. And most of those plans focus on building a new economic world order with China and various other Asian countries as well. So Russia and China are discussing closer gas, financial ties, and they're moving closer together. Okay, we're coming up here on station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Do call on in and let us know, first of all, if you're snowed in, how you're dealing with the weather, and what you think of the economy and Joe Biden. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.